Hi, I'm John Knott. I'm a Green Party candidate for Islington Council in Highbury West Ward. This is just a brief update on Green Party conference, which is this weekend. I suggested in my last boo that I would be doing a bit of micro-podcasting from the conference, and certainly it had been my intention to hear Caroline's speech and do a bit of immediate reaction and possibly some vox pops. A rather welcome but perhaps slightly ill-timed offer from our housing association of a larger flat meant that I spent the morning painting ceilings rather than listening to Caroline, so I only managed to get along to the afternoon of conference. But I'll have to catch up with Caroline's speech on YouTube or whatever. But from talking to people who were in the hall, it went very well received. And we seem to be getting some reasonably good media coverage from the conference so far. In terms of the sessions that I was there for in the afternoon, I obviously attended the workshop on my exciting motion on the membership rates. Passed without much of note. And then spent a lot of time catching up with people I haven't seen for a while, and attended the plenary session on organisational motions, where some relatively mundane but quite important changes were made. We've clarified a situation where we used to have two manifestos and we now only have one, which is a very sensible and useful change, and got conference agreement on some really important principles about the way we run our internal elections. So that's that was quite positive. The other interesting thing, I think, for conference has been something which is not actually happening in the conference hall, but out on the Twitter sphere, as it were, which is that Caroline Lucas's opponent in Brighton Pavilion, the Tory Charlotte Veer, has been twittering about Green Party conference more than almost anyone else, certainly more than anyone who's there. She seems to be engaging in a number of online debates, reacting to every tweet about a motion that's been passed or that's fallen. Quite why she's decided that it's a great campaigning technique to spend all of her time talking about the Green Party rather than about things that are going on in Brighton, I don't know. It's good to know that she's sees Caroline as a real threat in Brighton Pavilion, and clearly is far more concerned about Caroline than Nancy Platt. So that's an interesting development, and we shall watch this space.